Men, get on full alert.
Is something up?
Maybe, maybe not. Everybody keep quiet. Must be a false alarm. Let's keep moving.
Still, as they walked in the slate-colored light, Rock could feel the electricity in the air.
Everybody get down!
Rock took out the fog-piercing infrared binocs as he hit the sand. He trained them down the beach toward the sound. But he didn't need the lenses. They were right on the Free Fighters now. Six huge, drooling cavemen spinning bola-like weapons overhead. Archer was hit and got entangled in the sticky web-like things. Then, as the Free Fighters raised their weapons, they were pounced on by the huge animal skin-clad red-eyed attackers.
Not today. Archer! Rock!
One of the cavemen was rushing towards Archer, helpless in the webs. Rock aimed his shock pistol, sure to aim wide.
Archer, take that man's knife and cut yourself out.
Thanks!
Chen's star knives made short work of several of the attackers.
I've got the two left.
McCoughlin drew his 45s. As quickly as it had begun, it was over. The primitives were shot stone dead. Archer freed himself, none the worse for wear. But when Rock looked back at the beach, his spirit sagged. The battle wasn't over. A second group, 10 immense fur-clad prehistoric men, was down the beach just watching. Perhaps they had meant to join the attack, but were now wary. Their eyes glinted gray in the smeary light of the pale sun, looking like dead cold rocks. They crouched down and looked at one another, as if considering whether to attack or flee. Meanwhile, the embattled Free Fighters clambered to their feet. The 8-foot-tall man-creatures seemed to study the spilled bodies of their compatriots on the red-stained sands of the beach. Roxon expected them to retreat. Instead, one of the primitives made a decision for the whole group. With a snarl, he raced forward, raising his huge stone adze on high.
Fire!
The cavemen types were hit 5, 6, 7 times each, and fell like ragdolls with dozens of feet to spare.
Keep listening, men. There could be more.
At this rate, we'll be out of ammo before they actually hurt us.
Then Roxon sensed something, and whirled just in time. It appeared that the primitive attackers could be very stealthy as well as fast. Some more of them had come around in the fog, outflanking the Free Fighters. There were at least 50 of the bastards creeping from less than 10 yards away.
By linen, how many of the suckers are there?
Doesn't matter, just shoot them! Oh, shit!
But the armor-piercing bullets of the Free Fighters' Liberator rifles pinged off crude but effective flat stone shields.
Time for more than bullets! Archer, shoot your arrows! Chen, use the explosive star darts! Detroit, hit them with the grenades!
Archer fired an explosive-tipped arrow almost straight up. Roxon, for a second, feared the arrow would catch on the wind and fall right back on them. But it didn't. It impacted on the sand just behind the center of the advancing group of beastmen. The shields collapsed forward from the blast, and those primitives that weren't taken down by the explosion met the star darts and grenades head-on.
Now, let them have it!
The remaining attackers fell like wheat before a scythe.
Is it over?
It had better be. Running low on ammo.
The sun had burned off more of the fog, and Roxon could faintly see the high rolling dunes along this particular stretch of beach. And pouring over the dunes were hordes of monster-sized fur-clad attackers. It didn't look good. Their ammo was nearly gone, and the army of cave people was running at them with axes and knives and bludgeons held on high. Now there was another noise. This time from out on the waves.
What's going on?
I don't know. We might be flanked. I still don't see anything out on the waves. Wait.
Then, from out over the surf, a set of flaming golden tridents flashed overhead and straight into the cavemen's ranks. One struck off a leather-clad primitive's head, and another golden trident solidly pierced through the chest of another attacker. Rock could smell burning skin.
Looks like we've got some backup. Fire, men!
As a dozen more golden tridents flew over the rock team and the cavemen, the man-creatures turned and fled for their lives, abandoning their dead and wounded.